Chapter 50, Letter to My Parents from Hong Kong. Here's a letter that I wrote to my parents from Hong Kong in December of 1988. Again, I can't thank my parents enough for having saved all the letters that I wrote to them over the years because it allows me to get an insight as to exactly where I was at in my head and exactly what I was doing at the time that I wrote the letter, which, by the way, is huge in the writing of a memoir. In reading the letter, you can see just how busy I was in Hong Kong at that time, as I had mentioned prior. Plus, the letter reveals that I had an illness at the time that I had completely forgotten about called nephritis that I had to deal with back then. So reading this after all these years was a bit of an eye-opener, as old letters typically are. I had been living in Hong Kong for about a year when I wrote this letter. I'm first going to type it out for you, mistakes and all, because you may not be able to read my chicken scratch, and then the actual chicken scratch itself. December 19, 1988. Dear Mom and Dad, Merry Christmas. This year I'll be working every minute from 15th December through 25th on movie, so Christmas will sort of bypass me. The film is behind schedule, so anyway, it's been a lot of fun and good experience, not to mention the $5,000 in my pocket. The only difference between this movie and typical Western movie is that here they don't record sound. So while they're setting up camera, they explain scenario, give me line, and film, and later dub in Cantonese or Japanese, depending on where it'll be shown. Enclosed is an ad I did for the Regent Hotel. This is typically the type of modeling job I do. I'll be thinking of you on Christmas and wishing I were there. I don't know when I'll be able to get back there, and especially for Darcy's sake, but one of these days. My health is okay, up and down, and January I'll start steroids again to try to put an end to this lingering illness. Say hello and give everybody my love. I love you. Brad. Just a little side note here, as I was apparently wrong about the sync sound dubbing thing I had mentioned, because after watching all of those old movies I was in via the internet, my own voice was always loud and clear, so I guess I stand corrected, albeit from a letter that was written some 35-odd years ago. End of chapter.